up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. In this episode, I'll discuss what I think is the best way to memorize pharmacology. Have you ever noticed a clinician that seems to always have the ability to apply their knowledge to any patient scenario, no matter how complex? I believe any pharmacist can achieve that ability by focusing on learning to correlate the mechanism of action of medications to the pathophysiology of disease. Once you reorganize your thinking to this method, you'll be able to do the following with relative ease. Anticipate indications and contraindications for new medications, correctly apply pharmacotherapy principles to any patient case, even if you have never encountered a particular combination of disease states before, and remember the things that you have learned and apply them to the next patient without having to look it up every time. An example of what I'm referring to can be made out of understanding how learning the pathophysiology of diabetic ketoacidosis leads to understanding the pharmacology of treating hyperkalemia. So how could these two disease states possibly be related? Let's find out by exploring the mechanism of action of insulin. In the presence of glucose, insulin forces glucose, potassium, and water inside cells. This explains why immediately treating elevated blood glucose from DKA with insulin could lead to cardiovascular collapse. Thinking about the mechanism of action and pathophysiology makes it clear why. All of that glucose will pull water from the intravascular space into the intracellular space when insulin is given. This will result in severely reduced blood volume and potentially catastrophic consequences. Now it should be clear why adequate fluid resuscitation and not insulin should be the immediate priority when caring for a patient with DKA. So where does hyperkalemia fit in? Insulin, given with dextrose to prevent hypoglycemia, will bring potassium into the cell, where it cannot adversely affect the electrical conduction of the heart. This is a temporary shift in the potassium location, but will buy enough time for a definitive plan to remove excess potassium from the patient, for example, dialysis. You can download a free PDF of 5 additional examples of the technique of correlating mechanism of action to pathophysiology of disease inside my free download area at pharmacyjoe.com/free. It's download number 7 on the list. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.